This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A Colorado man at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6 riot will serve 90 days of home detention and 2 weeks in a community correctional facility. A federal judge handed Glenn Wesley Croy the sentence today. Croy is one of over two dozen rioters who have been sentenced of the hundreds charged in the Capitol attack. He's the second Coloradan to plead guilty. In a statement, he called himself an idiot for participating. Colorado's tourism industry is working to regain its footing after losing billions in revenue during the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's tourism office recently started courting international travelers again, with the U.S. reopening its borders next week. It makes sense to focus on overseas travelers because, according to the tourism office, they spend five times as much as domestic travelers. But Colorado's tourism director, Tim Wolf, says money isn't the only consideration when it comes to rebuilding.
There's also two other components that if we don't take into account as we look at our tourism industry, the whole system, the whole tourism economy is at risk.
Wolf says that social and environmental impacts of tourism. He made his comments to a crowd of about 300 in Pueblo at the state's annual tourism conference. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Nice weather out on this Friday. Denver's in the low 70s with a couple clouds in the sky. A touch cooler in Colorado Springs. This weekend's forecast looks identical to today's. This is CPR News and KRCC.